Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pit, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then branch truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the standard song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Master Teacher 33, and today is Saturday, May the 25th, 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another 12:30 Central Time. As always, we've got another powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to continue part two of what we talked about yesterday, was we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the neurological self. So we want to jump back in talking about neurotheology. And the life optimization circle, which is actually each individual cell in the body. So we want to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how your thoughts are your food, how your thoughts controls your neurological expression. Thoughts are food, and food are frequencies, and frequencies are waves, and waves are vibrations, and vibrations is what you are. You are a vibration that has solidified or slowed down, so that way you're dense, or we can visualize or see you. So this is like the holy grail, if you will, of understanding how, you know, making your mind. Getting into what is called neurobotics. It's like aerobics, but it's neuroaerobics. It's the neurobics, and this is the exercising or the neural activity of the brain. So this is the neurological self that's activated by the life optimization circle. So the life optimization circle is the mental gymnastics, if you will, of the body. This is how the body stays fit neurologically. This activates, again, as we talked about in part one, your life optimization circle. When you take those numbers from that circle, it activates the neurological components of the brain. And so this neurological life optimization is what we were kind of continuing on as we talked about the chakra via mana that was found over in India that we've been talking about. And this is extremely important, my brothers and sisters, because each and every one of us have a individual responsibility to become the actual generator, the operator, and the director of our own show, our own movie, our own life. It's up to you. You should be the generator. You should be the operator. You should be the director of your individual destiny or dear Kinnear. That's extremely important. Let me say it again, because right now there's things outside of you that are affecting you. And those things outside of you that are affecting you, they have more power over you. And they shouldn't, whether they be an individual person or whether it be, you know, a particular organization, whether it be a job, whether it be a government, whether it be your health. So nothing should override your mind. Your innerverse should override the outerverse. And so now we're going to look at the neurological components that bring about the brain trans or that assist the brain in the transducing or the transferring of what you and I call life. So this is your guideline to assist you with maintaining your frequency. And your frequency, the intensity of the frequency, establishes your solidity, meaning that if the distance between point A and point B, what is the distance between point A and point B? The distance between point A and point B is the ground that you need to cover through self-directed learning. So self-directed e-learning, self-directed digital learning, what we're doing right now. So the key is not information, because no matter what you teach, that information can be found somewhere, either on the internet or in a book. So the key is not the information. Everybody got information. The key is transformation. So everybody got the information, but everybody don't have the key to transformation. That's the reason I'm in business. So I'm a transformation specialist. I'm not an information specialist. Infopreneurs are transfopreneurs. Information is a dime a dozen. You can get information, you go to Google, and you can research information all day. Everything I'm saying, you could probably find somewhere on the internet. Now, what you find and what you're going to do next, that's the problem. The problem is everybody is, one, overwhelmed, two, oversaturated, three, devalued. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. The neurological issues inside of the brain is your brain is, one, is oversaturated. It's overwhelmed. You got the deer in the headlight like look, because myself, I've already pumped out 50 books. Nobody has ever read all 50 of my books. And since I've been doing this for 20 years, why? Too much information. They're oversaturated. And so due to the fact of the overwhelming of the information, due to the fact that you are oversaturated in your brain, it brings about a devaluation of the content. Let me say it again. This is the neurological disconnect that's between me and you. You and any guru or anything that you can find on the internet. The neurological, the life optimization circle works because the key is not the information in the circle. The key is not the numbers behind the circle. Or the key is not the symbols or the letters. The key is the substance. Since you are overwhelmed by too much information, number one, you're oversaturated by too much stimulation, number two. So therefore, that results in a devaluation of the thing that you're oversaturated with and that you're overwhelmed with. Let me say those three things again. This is the reason why I'm in business. This is the reason why I always have clients, because everybody feels overwhelmed. Everybody feels oversaturated. And now everybody is devaluating themselves and everybody else. This is the neurological issue that is going on. This is why the life optimization chart is so powerful, because what it does is it reactivates the neurological aspects of the brain. So the key is not the information that I'm giving right now, because the information that I'm telling you right now can be found anywhere over the internet. The key is not the information, because no matter what I teach you, that information can be found online somewhere else. Somebody else is saying the exact same thing I'm doing. This life optimization circle that I have was found underground in freaking India thousands and thousands of years ago. So that it's not about the life optimization circle. It's been around for thousands of years. It's called the wheel of medicine. It's called the Veda. You know, in Sanskrit, it's called the flying wheel. It's called a chakra. So there's a lot of different names and a lot of different cultures for what I do. But the key is the reason that people are not getting IMRs. It's not about the information. It's about the transformation. So we should be talking about what brings about a transformation. How do I provide transformative? How do you deliver transformation? How do you deliver? How do you set people on a path so that way they can bring about their own transformation? So that's what I do. So I'm a transformation specialist. And to my knowledge, I'm the only one on the planet. Even though I know I'm not, it's just that I'm the only one that I know. And so what I do is different from what everybody else do. As you guys know, I do didacticulas. I do didactic teaching. And didactic teaching, because that's what Yahushua did. So Yahushua was able to make, you know, he saw people and he said, hey, you're no longer a fisher of fish. Now I'm going to make you a fisher of men. So Yahushua was able to bring about instant transformation into the minds, hearts, wills of people. Because Yahushua, whether you believe in the biblical character or not, that's another study for another time. What we're looking at is IMRs. That's the problem. The problem is there's no IMRs. There's a lack of IMRs because, number one, the brain is overwhelmed. Number two, the brain is oversaturated. Number three, anytime the brain is overwhelmed and oversaturated, the brain devalues the content. And so your brain right now is will devalue because the brain scans the information that is given to see if it can benefit the reticular activating system or the existing belief. If something that is stated doesn't benefit the existing belief system, the brain discards it. In other words, it stays in your subconscious or your unconscious brain. It never bubbles up so that way you can actually decipher it. So I've figured out a way to override the reticular activating system. And the way that I override the reticular activating system is by doing what I'm getting ready to share with you today, which is what I call mental gymnastics. So everybody put on your mental shorts and your mental shoes. We're going to do some mental gymnastics. This is called neurobics. Instead of aerobics, we're going to do some neurological aerobics. We're going to get into activating the brain. And so the way that we do this is by understanding something like the book of Jeremiah 3:12. Jeremiah 3:12 says, for I am merciful and I am the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Yet have I kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. So there's a fire inside of you that is going to burn forever. My job is just to make sure that I activate that fire that's already inside of you because it's going to burn forever because I didn't put it there. Source code put it there. And so your job and my job is to connect with your true authentic self. So the life optimization circle, the life optimization chart, it just connects you with the fire that burns forever. So therefore, you have unlimited energy. You can go all day, you know, morning, noon, night. You'd be doing the same thing I'm doing and even more. Why? Because there's a fire inside of you that was placed inside of you in the form of what we call numbers. But the numbers contain a substance, and the substance contains a frequency, and the frequency is the food. So your mood is your food. Wrong mood, wrong food. So if you follow the proper neurological diet, it creates and it increases the brain flow inside of the brain. And it also helps to reduce the cardiovascular or lower the heart rate. So when your blood flows, it flows into the tissues and it oxygenates the tissues and it gives you more, or gives you the ability to, quote unquote, go harder, go longer. It brings about a neurological protective substance inside of the body. Now, this is all biologically proven, as I've talked about for years. And I have inside of my book also Neurotheology and my other book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. So in my book, Neurotheology and Neurotheology and Nutrition, I break down neuroaerobics in more detail because there are sensory stimuli and there are thought-based activities. Now, remember, when you go to the gym, you exercise with weights or you exercise on a treadmill. So how do you exercise the brain to build the neurons, muscles, to build muscles in the brain, to establish a neurological network in the brain? Something must be frequently repeated and something must burn. Something must must create an emotional charge. It must activate the sodium and potassium pumps. It must create an electrical spark that bridge the synapses gaps, because neurons that wire together or neurons that fire together, they wire together. This is neurobics. So neurobics is a term that describes how to make the brain fit, how to make your brain more fit. And the way that we do that, brothers, the way that we do that, sisters, is for you to engage in routine activities that actually encourage growth of the dendrites inside of the neurons. Now, I talked about that in part one. If you go to Google or your favorite search engine and you type in neurons, you're going to see the axon, you're going to see the dendrites. The dendrites, that means tree in the ancient text. So these are the roots and these are the branches of a tree. So the brain's roots, so the trees communicate with each other underground by roots. Their roots touch each other and they talk to each other through, again, the roots. And so we talk to each other through the neurons. And so if my neurons grow, they will connect with your neurons. Now, this happens all through what we call mental telepathy. That's why you can meet somebody and y'all vibe. Y'all get each other. The reason that y'all get each other is because the sensory stimuli activities that are involved in or that produces the actions and the thoughts in the brain, they produce more chemicals that encourage more growth of the dendrites and the neurons in the brain. And so, again, your ability and my ability to focus on our life optimization chart, which is the kingdom of God. So it's about establishing the kingdom of God on earth. So what we do, what we should be doing is we should be engaging in neurobic activities. What are those? Those are thoughts that are based upon purpose. That's it. It's so simple, it's hard. Why? Because the next question is, what is your purpose? Now, everybody has an ideal, but your purpose is not something that you like to do. It's something that likes to do you, as I said before. Now, I don't necessarily like, you know, people say find what you love and the money will follow. That's not necessarily true. You got to find what loves you. So there's certain things that love me. How do I know that it loves me? Because it comes to me. Let me say that again. There's certain things that love me. How do I know that it loves me? Because it comes to me. I don't have to go it. So if you got to get up and go get something, that's not your purpose. But while you're laying in bed watching TV, you know, eating Captain Crunch cereal, the purpose will come and bust you upside the head and say, get up, Negro, it's time to go to work. That's purpose. See, purpose is not something you do. Purpose is something that do you. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. See, purpose is not something that you do. Purpose is not something that you be. Purpose is who you be. Purpose is not who you be. Now, what does that mean? Purpose is being you. You're not being purpose. So you can't be nor do purpose. Purpose will be and do you. Meaning, purpose is something that overtakes you. Purpose is not something that you overtake. Purpose is something that overtakes you. Purpose can't be controlled. Purpose is like if you're in a movie theater and you're in line with your girl and there's a long line. You've been waiting for an hour. It's a blockbuster movie. And I walk up in front of you, step on your new gaiters, spill my drink on your shirt, and cut in front of you in line. If I do that to you, if you have a man, something's going to overtake you, guaranteed. You don't want to fight. You did not go to the movies to fight. You're not interested in no confrontation. But something comes over you. That's purpose. Purpose can't be contained. Purpose is like a wildfire. It just burns out of control. Purpose will make you disrespect people. Purpose will make you say things that you normally, purpose gets you out of character. That's how you know it's purpose. So your life optimization circle is something that optimizes the life. That's why it's called life optimization. So notice is not what you do. It's not what you be. See, y'all working too hard. Like, honestly, I don't work. Like when I talk about the stuff I talk about, I don't have to get worked up. Y'all already know. Like, I have to try to calm down. I really have to focus on staying on point. I really have to focus on, you know, not going down these diatribes and start talking about, you know, religion and this, that, and the other. Why? Something overtakes me when I start talking about this subject. That's purpose. That means that there my neurons inside of my brain are making my mind fit. So I don't have to worry about, I don't need a plan. I don't have to like the, I don't have to take no thought. At today's show, I didn't write down no notes. I didn't, you know, I was at the gym, came home a little bit late. That's why I had to move the show back to 12:30. And I just jumped on the call, no notes or nothing. Why? I don't need them. Once I start talking, it just flows. Why? That's purpose. See, the Bible says, take no thought as to what you shall eat, drink, do all this stuff. The Bible says, why worry? See, your thoughts are your food, and your food establishes your mood, and your mood establishes your frequency. Now, I don't know if you really understand what that means, but every organ, every bone, every tissue, every system inside of your body is in a constant state of vibration. Let me say that again. Everything in your body is in a constant state of vibration. Let me say that again. All of the ancient mystics, all of the ancient texts, they all know this. That's why my life optimization circle was just found on the ground. And well, not just found. I mean, I just found it when my son sent me the video. So everything is in a state of vibration. And that vibration is a frequency. It is a wave. It's a vibration that is constant. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because everything is in a vibration. Everything is your nucleus is a small toroidal donut. It's a small vortex. It's a small tornado. So the electrons, the protons, the neutrons, they are all spinning around the nucleus that are the atom. So planets are spinning around the sun. And the sun is spinning around a galaxy. Everything is in motion. Everything is spinning. Everything is a vibration. Every object has its natural vibratory rate. So do you. Let me say it again. Every object has its natural vibratory rate. So when two people meet, it's like two tornadoes. And there's going to be disharmony if you're not on the same vibrational or the same toroidal energy. That's when you got two people in a relationship and the relationship doesn't work. Because the vibration... This is called resonance. So if my resonance, this is called frequency resonance. So if me and you, we can't be resonance, meaning we can't be a resident. We can't hang out at the same resident if we're not the same resonant. Somebody should write that down. Let me say it again. We can't hang out at the same resident. I can't hang out with you, man. You can't hang out with me. We ain't vibrational brothers. We ain't vibrational sisters. Now, if we are in the same freaking vibration, if you're about purpose, if you're about making money, if you're about being healthy, if you're about being, you know, wise, if you're about maintaining total relationship with yourself, with yourself, with other people, if you're about mutual love and mutual respect, if you're about doing unto others as you want them to do unto you, if you are about understanding the golden rule and exercising love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control against such things, there is no vibrational equivalent. If you're about that life, boo-boo, we can hang out all day, every day, 24/7. You can come on. You don't even need an invitation, dog. You can just show up in my driveway, man. We can kick it. Why? We on the same frequency. There ain't going to be no disharmony. Because why? I'm so interested in making sure that I don't disrespect you. Because that, why? It's mutual. I see your worth and your value. Why would I disrespect you? So it doesn't. I ain't got to work it up because I can. I know what you're thinking because it's the same thing I'm thinking. Because I want to do. The Bible says, you know, do unto others as you would want to do unto you. What is the greatest commandment? Remember they asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Is everybody on that call? Everybody got that first. Everybody, that's first base. We all there? Okay, cool. So we all love that we are generators, operators, and that we are all, again, directors of our own destiny. Is everybody on that page? Anybody on this call that is not a generator? That means you got to go get your information. You got to go get your energy from Donald Trump. You got to get your energy from the government. You got to get a pep talk. You need Tony Robbins to call you and pump you up. You got to go to a damn a freaking multi-level marketing, you know, Amway pep rally to go make some money. You need somebody to say, okay, dog, time, you know, somebody got to get you up out of bed. Is there anybody? Okay, I didn't think so. So everybody on this call, we generators over chimp. We kings and queens. We lions. We mall shishness. Everything's lunch for us. Everything. Anybody stepping our way, lunch. That's our disposition. Anybody not on this call? Okay, that's what I thought. Everybody on this call is a freaking lion or lioness. Ain't no damn antelope over chimp. We are freaking birds of prey. We're eagles. We fly higher. We don't fly freaking through the storm. We fly above the storm. Storms operate below us. Everything's lunch. That's the disposition of the freaking lion. If it moves, we're going to eat it. So with that disposition, that 99% of the population, just with that statement, okay, click. I have a phone hanging up. Click, click. People disconnecting. People, oh man, this fool's crazy. Did he say everything's lunch? So I've already lost 99% of the populace by just making that statement, because there's something outside of you that's bigger and badder than you. There's nothing on this earth that is my mental equivalent. Nothing. If you get on a treadmill with me, that you're gonna get off the treadmill before I do. That's the disposition. That means I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna die trying, and then you're gonna bury my ass. And there lies the fool. That remember in the movie Troy, when old boy goes out and he was an imposter and he thought, you know, Hector thought he had killed Achilles. And Hector told him, you know, they're gonna bury you. They're gonna say, here lies the fool that thought he killed Achilles. That should be you. Achilles, you know what they said? They said that in the movie Troy, one of my favorite movies, man. You know, and there's a line in the movie that says, this man was born to end lives. I'm gonna give me a t-shirt that say that. That's my disposition. I was born to end lives. Demons. I was born to kill demons and devils and walk through ignorance and error. I was born. That's it. That's my only purpose, is to destroy error. That's why I got my YouTube channel. It's called Replacing Error with Truth. I was born. Man, you want to see me round up? Bring some freaking cray cray stuff. I can't even say the words right. Get to round up, J Money. Let me calm down a little bit, brother. That's purpose. See, purpose gets you so wound up shit you can't even talk right. You start fumbling over your own speech. You start spitting everywhere and stuff. People are like, damn, what's wrong with that fool? That's purpose. See, you haven't encountered the real God yet. You're still playing with Lucifer and his imps. And y'all got to work it up. You know what, brother? I need to be more motivated, brother. I don't feel like getting out of bed today. Really? Like, what planet you on, homie? Well, I got to pump you up. Like you need somebody to encourage you. What? Where they do that at? See, the first thing is that, come on, man, let's keep it real now. Now, I ain't saying that, you know, if you're new to the show, this ain't going to just happen like overnight. It's going to take a while. You got to weed through all the stuff, because the enemy is going to send you some smoke screens. And he's going to say, here you go. This is your purpose, brother. And you're going to go out there and you're going to be like, well, this doesn't really motivate me. See, purpose is innate. It's not something that's outside the self. Purpose is inside of the self. So when you find that, now remember, what is the number one? When they tell Yahushua, okay, you got the whole book, man. We ain't reading this whole Bible, dude. Take too long. Tell us the whole, sum it up for us, man. Sum it up. He said, okay, boo-boo, let me sum it up for you. Here's the whole gospel. This is it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And then he said, hold up, time out. That's another one. But it's just like the first. Love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. Okay, that'll preach. See, if you ain't got no self-love, you ain't got no neighborly love. That's the problem. So it's easy for you to disrespect me because you're disrespecting yourself. So you can go on my Facebook page and post crazy stuff. You can go on my YouTube because you ain't got no balls. You're going to come to my house and tell me that. So, yeah, everybody's Superman on freaking social media. Niggas ain't going to go, and they ain't going to bust a grape, though, if you meet them in the mall. So this, see, we live in a world that's fake. Ain't nobody authentic. It ain't mutual. Why am I going to try to come on? I ain't going to try to disrespect nobody. I'm about making money. I'm about grinding hard so my children's children ain't got to go through the craziness that I went through. So, you know, everybody's out playing. But once you come in contact with once you sum it up in one statement, love the Lord your God. You are God. You are the generator. You are the operator. And you are the director of your own life. Love that, boo-boo. Love your life. Are you about the life? Are you about that life? Are you still watching, you know, Loving Hip Hop and Basketball Wise? Are you about that life? No, I don't think so. Because if you about that life, you're going to be grinding just like me. Ain't nobody got to motivate you, boo-boo. You are the generator. A generator produces its own energy out of freaking thin. Oh, man, I'm going to drop a couple of F-bombs. BJ, you better pray for me, BJ. I'm sounding like my son over here. I'm about to really drop a couple of F-bombs. You mean to tell me, man, that you can't, I don't know what to do, man. I'm just like, you know, out in la-la land. What? Where they do that at? You think lions got to be motivated to hunt? I've seen a plot of lions. I love watching these nature shows, man. Lions, they just finished eating a freaking water buffalo. And if a hyena makes the mistake of wandering across the pride land, guess what's going to happen to that hyena? He going to get mauled. They ain't even hungry. But lions kill hyenas on the GP. That should be you with ignorance on devils. You should kill devils on the GP. Just for shins and giggles. You should maul devils every day. You should get up and somebody come up to you talking about, well, I think fluoride is good for you. You should just maul that statement. Just on general principle. Everybody know fluoride ain't no damn good for you. And we got Negroes walking around still, you know, talking about fluoride is good for you. Dude, do you got a freaking computer? Google it, man. So everybody, it's not about the information. It's about the lack of the transformation. We're lions. There is no pact between lions and men. Lions maul men. So your disposition got to be one of a mauler. Now, if you're six, you probably just like me. You know, that's tough. Because why? You want to, you know, you Captain Save a Blank. You want to kumbaya. You want to love everybody. But guess what? That dog don't hunt. Every food that you eat has a frequency of vibration. Let me say that again. You see, brothers and sisters, there's this frequency mismatch going on. You're not a vibrational match for the thing. Let me get this right. So you want to be a millionaire, right? Are you a vibrational match for a millionaire? Let me ponder the statement for a moment. You want to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? But are you a vibrational match? Do you go watch Arnold back in the heyday? And does your energy match his energy? Oh, you want to be the next Usain Bolt? Is that what you're telling me? You want to be the next Usain Bolt, okay? Go watch his videos of him working out and what he do and what he eat and where he go. Are you a vibrational match for Usain Bolt? Now, see, this is what, now, any parents out there, this is what parents should be teaching their children that you ain't doing. Y'all setting your children up for failure. You're setting them up for failure, man. You're setting them up for failure. You know, I told my kids, man, if you want it, freaking go get it. Don't tell me that you want to be a world-class athlete and you eating Captain Crunch cereal every day and watching TV. Now, you can tell other people that, but I've been around world-class athletes. I know what you got to do. You got to train. You got to get up early. You got to exercise. You got to push. So let me say, you want to be the next Steph Curry, right? And you don't even got a basketball. You just watch it on video. But you want to be the next Steph Curry. And then the parents say, sure, little Johnny, you can be the next Steph Curry. Go on over there and get that donut. Really? Is that what we're doing? So are you the vibrational equivalent for you? Now, you telling me you want to make straight A's in school and you don't even bring a book home. Ain't studied in since freaking, but you're telling me you want to make straight A's. So that's called reality. See, we don't live. Most people are not willing to be authentic, meaning tell the truth, boo-boo. Tell the truth. You know, darn well, unless you put in the work, you ain't going to get the result. So let me make sure. Are you the vibrational equivalent of you? You joined the life management system. This means you want to manage your life. By joining the system, it implies you paid me money because you said that you want to manage. That's why it's called the life management. And you're not, now the way, now your life is your energy. Your life is your chi. It's your prana. It's your frequency. You're supposed to manage it. It ain't supposed to manage you. Now you are a generator, you are an operator, and you are a director of neurological responses in the brain. Because every object on earth has a natural vibratory rate. So if you meet that, you connect with that. Ooh. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. If you meet it, you connect with it. So if you meet the frequency of poverty, guess what happens? Boo-boo. Poverty gonna show up and it's gonna hang out at your house. And it ain't going nowhere because why? It has legal jurisdiction over you. You signed a vibrational contract with poverty. And so you're going to go cry. You're going to see the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You're going to go to church on Sunday. They're going to slap out some oil on your forehead, and you're going to shout, turn on some chairs, and then your ass can go back. More bills than money. Why? You are the vibrational equivalent of poverty. So the devil can go to source, which he does. When God said, hey, where you coming from, dude? He said, from going up and down, to and fro in the earth. Hey, cool. Have you considered my servant? What's your name? Jim Bob. Okay, Jim Bob. So source going to say, hey, have you considered Jim Bob? And Big G going to say, hey, yeah, do whatever you want. He ain't on your vibration. You can't harm him. Because the devil can bring and do anything, but he can't take your life. That's your vibration. That's your purpose. That's your life optimization chart. That's given you to by source. So when something comes into your life and it says, here you go, here's some cancer. And you say, hold up, time out. Let me get this right. So I'm the vibrational equivalent of God. Does God have cancer? Let me see. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. He's all present. You know, he's all simple and he's all benevolent. He didn't say anything about a cancer in those statements. So, no, I ain't got no cancer. But the Reverend Dr. Bishop said you did. You went to a dude, he got a, you know, white jacket on, and he got the RX on his shirt. We already broke that down. So that means that he's a deity of sorcery. And he's performing witchcraft on you. And you going to let him? Oh, you must have forgotten that we eat witches over chill. Witches, I make them suckers my footstool. Because that's what the Bible says. You're going to make my enemies my footstool. I'm going to put my feet on your back, boo-boo. So you ain't bringing that crap over chill. Now, you take that down the street. But we don't do cancer over here. We don't do poverty. We don't do ignorance. We don't do sickness. We don't do laziness. We don't do doubt. We don't do fear. We don't do unbelief. All that low vibrational shizness. No, we don't do that because the scripture said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So I got the same mental disposition that usual. He said, say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into. Guess what it got to do? Bam. If you're willing to pull in the work, you maintain the vibrational equivalent of it. So if poverty is hanging out at your house, guess what? You are the vibrational equivalent of poverty. So what you got to do? Change your vibration. So what is the basic principles by which frequencies are transformative and creates what is called healing modalities? See, you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that every part of the body is in a constant state of vibration. Every organ in your body has a vibration. Do you know what it is? Every bone, every tissue, your 10 systems, there's 10 different vibrational rates. So the body has to be in an overall harmony state of vibration. So whenever a frequency is encountered or engaged inside of the body, it creates something called disharmony or dis-ease, because now we got a frequency imbalance. So your job is to understand fresh foods, fresh herbs, you know, dry foods, processed foods, canned foods. Canned foods have zero megahertz, zero hertz frequency. Processed foods, zero hertz. Herbs, 15 to 25 hertz. Fresh herbs, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, 27 hertz. Now, processed, zero. Canned foods, zero. Fried foods, zero. So let me get this right. Thoughts, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, 30 to 35 hertz. Let me say that again. All of the fruit, why is it called fruit of the spirit? How come it's not called meat of the spirit? Because meat has no vibrational effect on the body other than making it more acidic. So let me get this right. So you are scarred. What are you scared of again? Oh, well, Brother Will, you don't understand. I went to the doctor, bro. And, or you understand, bro, number seven, I got this bill, the IRS sent me this letter, Holmes. They said I got to do X amount of dollars by X amount of day. I'm scared, dude. They're going to take my shizness. Okay. Fear has a vibration rate of something like 2, 3, 4, 5. Very low. You're supposed to be vibrating up chill. Now on an alkalinity scale, a pH scale, 7.5 or higher. That's it. So if you're eating, drinking, or thinking anything that is acidic, That's called poverty. So money hangs out in an acidic environment. So does disease, so does cancer, and all the other stuff. It only hangs out in those environments. So if your thoughts, now remember, this is how you can tell. Now you can fool other people, but you can't fool me, boo boo, because you're telling me, well, Brother Will, you know, what had happened was no. You got, because remember, the immune system will suppress. You got every disease already, but it doesn't manifest. Why? Your immune system is off the hits of full shizzle. So your immune system, okay, you get hit. It causes some stress. That creates disease. That manifests in your body in the form of whatever the doctor said you got. Now, you come home. The doctor said, here's some pills. So you can take, now remember, the doctor, he's the deity of sorcery. That's what the word medical doctor means, pharmacy, pharmakeia. Doctor means deity. Pharmacy means pharmakeia. It means sorcery. He's a deity of sorcery. He's a sorceress. She's a sorceress. He's a wizard. Now, you can take their potion, their spell, and they're going to write it in cursive. That's why you can't read a doctor's writing. Because when he writes, he's putting that curse on you. When you take that little sheet of paper with the doctor's prescription, you've been pre-script. You already got a script. But then now he's changing your script. That's why he give you a prescription. You're supposed to write your own script. But you're taking it from a deity of sorcery. And he or she is rewriting source. God gave you a script already, boo-boo. It's in the side of your life optimization chart that I gave you. That's your script. But you go to the reverend, the doctor, the bishop, and they rewrite your script. That's called a prescription. And they give it to you, and you read it. That changes your vibration rate instantly. Now, whatever you just read, whatever you believe, it is done unto you as you believe. That's what Yahushua said. It is done unto you as you believe. You believe you got cancer? Mwah, you got cancer. It is done unto you as you believe. So you need a healthy mental diet. Why do we need a healthy mental diet? Resonance. See, when two systems are oscillating at different frequencies, there is an impeded force called resonance. Now, one is destructive and one is constructive. We already broke that down in part one. So these two frequencies transfer energy from one to another. So when you have two similar tuned stations, systems, frequencies, waves, vibration coming together, these frequencies join together. This is called frequency entrainment or brain wave entrainment. It's like the word entertainment, except it's the word entrainment. So this causes the brains to line up and to vibrate at the same frequency. What does that mean? That means that if you got a frequency of everything is lunch, that means everything come to you, they bow down to you, and they become lunch. But if you got a frequency that says, I'm Paul Kreider, and I might be in somebody's lunch, that person, oh, man, he got a degree from Bumbuck, Egypt. Therefore, he's Caucasian. He got blue eyes. He's this. He's that. They better than me. So you bow down. Vibrationally. So you become a vibrational B-I-T-C-H of somebody else. Because why? You're not the king of the jungle. You're not the queen of the jungle. You actually think, now the lions, they don't have that vibrational disposition. The lions, I've seen them take down a full-grown elephant. Now, it was about 20 of them. But the thought, the elephant is 50 times the size of a freaking lion. I've seen a lion bring down a freaking giraffe. Man, they climbed that giraffe like it was a freaking tree. It's the craziest thing. Y'all got to watch the lions, man. Lions, them suckers will eat anything. If it moves, it's lunch. Why? They got good vibrations. Lions understand something that we don't. They are kings. Now, I have the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. So I'm giving you keys so that way you can establish the disposition of the king so that way you can be and operate inside of your kingdom. So So healthy mental thoughts produce oxidants, vitamins, minerals inside of the body, nutrients. So minerals and enzymes are produced by your thought, not by your diet. Oh, man, let me say it again. Your thoughts contain frequencies and vibrations. Let me say that again. The same way eating a healthy foods contain positive vibrations, thoughts contain positive vibrations to keep you healthy, to keep you free from disease, to help you to vibrate at a higher level. See, we have thought, like, you know, if something happens in your life, let's say, God forbid, but let's say somebody passes away. Now, if you think that that person died, you have a negative thought because you think they're gone. That lowers your vibration. Now you get sick. And you probably, you ever notice, like, especially with older people, they've been the vibrational equivalent with a mate for a long time. That if a mate leaves, shortly after, based upon statistics, within a year, the other mate dies too. Why? They can't recover vibrationally. Because they actually think that their mate is gone. They don't understand that their mate is just on a different disposition. And if they want to get into necromancy and all that stuff, they can actually talk to that person. And the person would actually talk to them. Because, again, cells are immortal. They cannot die. So if I know, see, I used to grieve for my mom. I don't grieve for my mom, no, because I know my mom is just on a different frequency than I'm at. Because based upon all of the neuroscience, cells cannot die. I told you guys to read the book Immortal Cells. So when somebody dies, I don't feel bad. I grieve because I miss the person's body talking physically. But I know vibrationally, if I want to talk to my mom, I can talk to her. But because of spiritual beings that are non-benevolent, that have the ability to fake and act like they're my mom, I have no need to talk to my mom. I can talk to Source. Because anything that my mama can tell me, God can tell me. So I'm not over here going to talk to no damn psychic or nobody to say, hey, you know, I want to commune with the dead. Hell no. I ain't interested in communing with nobody from the dead. I'm talking to, if I want to know something, I'm going to talk directly to God. Why? I can't be manipulated by God. Because God is the same yesterday, today, forever. He's always, he's all power, he's all knowing, he's all present, he's all simple, and he's all benevolent. So anytime an entity, anytime a wave of vibration or a thought come into my head that's not all knowing, not all power, not all present, not all simple, not all benevolent. So you got a great idea for me to make a bunch of money, but it requires me to violate. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I can make a bunch of money, but I got to be dishonest to my neighbor. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. So it's easy for me to find a non-benevolent being, but it always comes in a shining raiment. It's going to be your brother, or your sister, or your mama, or your daddy, or the Reverend Dr. Bishop, or some guru. They're going to tell you to do something unethical, and it's going to make you a lot of money, and you're going to consider it. Don't do it, boo-boo. Because that's the enemy's way to lower your vibration, because then you're going to feel bad after you do it. Oh, you're going to get the money. But you know in your heart, you wouldn't want that shit done to you. Why would you do it to somebody else? So the enemy, that's all he does. He just runs game. Your job is to understand, brothers and sisters, that it is your job to maintain the frequency between about 60 to 70 megahertz beats per minute, resting heart rate. That's your job. I told you guys every time I go to the doctor, my resting heart rate has never been over more than 65, and on average, it's about 60. And all the doctors, all say the same thing every time I go. Damn, dude, you must be a marathon runner. You must really do this or really do that. Nope. Well, you got a really strict diet. Nope. I got a really strict thought life. See, if your thoughts are over there, because remember the three M's, mind, mechanics. So if your mind is right, guess what happened? Automatically. So everything starts with the mind. See, we focus on the wrong shiznits. We don't be focusing on the, what was the last one, medicine. We focus on the medicine. We go to the doctor give us the medicine. Wrong answer, boo-boo. You are the medicine. So how do I produce my own medicine? Okay, let's get to the good stuff. We've been talking in circles long enough. If your mind is right, your mechanics is right, your movements, your thoughts, your behavior is right. If your movements, mechanics is the building blocks. So H2O, that's mechanics. That's molecular structure. So you can't get water with H5O. You need H2, boo-boo, H2O. So without understanding, now there are spiritual mechanics. But that's mental. That's spiritual. So number one, you got to get your mind right. How do you get your mind right? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why do we do that, Brother Will? That is the food for thought. That is neurobiotics. It's like neuro, instead of aerobics, we do neurobics. We do neurology, but we do neurobics. We're getting your brain fit. So your job is to maintain love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? That is a healthy diet. That is healthy food for the brain. That releases all of the vitamins and the minerals, the enzymes, and all the chemicals, all the feel-good stuff. What does that do, Brother Will? That keeps your body's frequency between 62 and 72 hertz. Sometimes the body may drop, like say, if the body starts to drop below 60 hertz, that makes you susceptible to certain things. When you get below 58, cancer kicks in at about 42 hertz. And if the body keeps dropping, the more the body drops in hertz, the more susceptible you are to disease. So your job is to maintain your pH balance. To maintain your electrical balance, to maintain your vibrational balance, to maintain your God-given vibration. So there is a precise frequency that's called purpose that allows you to destroy any pathogen, any freaking virus, cancer cells, virus, everything. Anything can be destroyed by maintaining. This is called the law of vibration. And your job is to make sure that your body is maintained in a particular vibration that's based upon your mind. This is neurobics. This is mental gymnastics. This is the ability to understand that this is called resonance. So if the vibration is out of resonance, bam, disease occurs. If your vibration is in resonance, bam, health occurs, wealth occurs, wisdom occurs, positive relationships. Every problem you got is a vibrational problem. Because your body is a symphony of sounds. Every chakra system, every organ, every bone, every tissue, every cell, every thought has its own resonance, has its own frequency, has its own sound. So when everything in your body is harmonized and working together, you are creating music. You are in the zone. You are singing your own tune. It is a beautiful tune. It's beautiful to watch somebody in the zone. It's beautiful to watch somebody, because women, when you are vibrating like that, you glow. You got to glow. It's like, you know, when you see a woman that's pregnant, that means because she's full of life. Her body is releasing hormones of life. That makes her very attractive. And it's interesting because men are really attracted to pregnant women. We don't even know why. Because of the pheromones that's being released by the body when a woman is pregnant. Because that means that this woman is full of all of the enzymes and minerals that produce life. So it creates a vibrational high. So women have a glow when they're pregnant. That's why men are attracted to women that are pregnant. It's crazy why the resonance is so high. So when your body is functioning as it should, bam, it's impossible for you to get sick. It's impossible for you to have poverty. It's impossible for you to be in a bad relationship. If there's any issue, check that. Check your vibratory rate. You are in a state of dis-ease and disintegration. The secret is for you to maintain your vibratory rate. Okay, Brother Will, that's great. How do we do that? Every cell is a little city. If we understand that the English word noise comes from the Latin word nausea. Nausea, or gnosis. It makes you sick. So that means you got the wrong gnosis. If you got the wrong gnosis, it gives you nausea. If you got the wrong, remember, wrong gnosis, wrong, it gives you nausea. Nausea gives you noise. So we are bombarded with things that are stress-induced, whether it's traffic, whether it's noise, whether it's emergency siren, garbage trucks, car alarm, cell phones going off. There's a bunch of noise. So noise produces nausea. Nausea destroys gnosis. My people perish for lack of gnosis. So it's toxic noise. So toxic noise is how you pause in the body. Toxic noise is toxic thoughts. So when you thinking a thought of fear, it produces toxic noise, which produces toxic nausea, which produces toxic gnosis, or it's the result of toxic gnosis. So every thought inside of your cells is like a bunch of noise, and that noise produces nausea. That nausea destroys gnosis. And according to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people perish for lack of gnosis. So you got to get the, be still. Too much noise, but it's not sound. So be still has nothing to do with your vibratory rate. Being still has nothing to do with the audible rate. Being still has to do with the thought life. The Bible says bring every thought into captivity. So again, in order for you to over and understand the neurological self, the neurological self is the result of being in contact with your life optimization self. Why? This is called the Schumann resonator. Everybody know what the Schumann resonance is, right? That's the frequency of the earth. So your job is to tune in. So it's like we all are tuning forks. We all have to tune to the same frequency of Gaia, or Mother Earth. So if you have to recalibrate, you got to revibrate yourself. That means you got to bring every thought into captivity and see if it's the same as Mother Earth, if it's the same of Gaia, if it's the same of the sum total of your numbers. Because remember, the sun, S-O-N, is the sun, S-U-N, is the sum, S-U-M. So you take all the numbers inside of your life optimization chart. What is the sum total? Again, what number is divisible by all the numbers on your chart? -3. So you need to make sure, brother, you need to make sure, sister, that you stop the noise. There's too much noise going on. There's too much toxic noise. What is the noise? You're not the vibrational equivalent of your cells. Cell is a city. So you have to be, again, generator. You got to be operator. You got to be director, detective of your destiny to make sure that the noise that's going on inside of each cell inside of your body is a neurological equivalent of the number on your chart. Because the circle on your chart is the result of the cell inside of the body. So that circle I gave you, that circle represents your cell. So the life optimization circle is the life optimization cell. It's how to optimize the cells. Each cell in the body has to be optimized. How do we do that? With our brain. Why? Because that controls the dopamine receptors, and it allows us to control how much dopamine is released inside of the body. It allows us to control how much, again, oxytocin is released inside of the body. It allows us to activate the CNS, our central nervous system. It allows us to engage in what is called neuronutrition. So that way we develop the proteins and amino acids, because guess what we do? We are script writers. So inside of every cell in the body, we write the script that the protein carries out. And so the amino acids and proteins, those are little scripts. But you go to the doctor and he gives you a prescription that changes your original prescription. So your job is to over and understand that the vagus nerve is a part of the body that is premortal, meaning it's a system of neurotransmitters that snake, emphasis on the word snake, from the brain stem through different various organs all the way down through your neck, all the way down to your abdomen, the vagus nerve. Now, it's called the pneumatic nerve. Pneuma is the word for spirit. So this nerve is the spirit nerve. So this nerve is where all of the trigger points, if we want to use that word, trigger points, are either inflammatory or anti-inflammatory, meaning neurotransmitters or chemical messengers that are responsible for communicating with various nerves throughout the entire body. So they transmit signals between neurons, which are nerve cells, and these neurotransmitters get their orders, if you will, from amino acids, which get their orders, again, from the protein that is produced by the cells. So in other words, it's the ability to understand that your body, based upon your thoughts, activates the neurotransmitters that tell the body, bam, release serotonin. Release GABA, G-A-B-A. Release glutamate or glutamine. Release dopamine. Release, oxytocin. Release serotonin. Release and histamine. Release all of the different chemicals that allows you to maintain you. Everything in your body is controlled by your thoughts. It is your job to be the generator, the operator, and the director. Your job. It's not my job. It is your job to bring every thought into captivity and see if that thought is going to release the estrogen or to release the cortisol or adrenaline. Those are the and testosterone. Not necessarily bad, but primarily useful bad. Insulin. So that way you can bring about a change through brain transducer. Because remember, everybody got information, but very few people got transformation. Everybody got, you can Google everything that I said today. You can go to Google and you can pull it up. You can research it. Anybody can get the information online. But can anybody take that information that they get online and bring about a transformation? Not very few. I mean, not very many. Your blood sugar should be balanced by your thoughts, not your food. Now, should you use your thoughts to assist? Absolutely, 100%. But your nervous system is controlled by your thoughts and your emotions. You have to maintain your mental health, brothers. You have to maintain your mental health, sister. You should engage in a very, very healthy mental diet. That's not a diet. It's a freaking lifestyle. And what is that? Bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God, if it's taking you to the grantor of destinies, if it's taking you in the direction of your destiny. Sure, you want to make sure that you're eating, organic fruits and vegetables, drinking alkaline water, limiting your sugars and your starches, your alcohol, caffeine, processed sugars, refined sugars, all of the additives that they put in our food. Absolutely. That goes without saying. Absolutely, you want to make sure that you maintain your gut life, because that's your first brain. You want to make sure that you do things to detox. You want to make sure that you taking some type of, whether it's B12 or folate or magnesium or iron, different types of supplements to assist. But at the end of the day, it comes down to your thought life. Everything else just assists the thought life. Your neurological significance or lack thereof is due to, one, you are neurologically overwhelmed. Two, you are neurologically overstimulated or oversaturated. Three, that makes you neurologically devalued. So everything is being devalued, meaning everything I'm saying, it doesn't hold value because your brain has heard it before. And because your brain has heard it before, your brain devalues it. That is why you don't bring about a transformation. That's why there's no IMRs. Because you are saying, okay, man, I've already heard this before. It's not important. Because you're so intelligent, you've already sought the solution. You know the solution. But you're not bringing about no IMRs. There's no immediate measurable result. Why there's no immediate measurable result? On June the 1st, everybody that's a part of the business builders, we're going to go through, one, creating a course, two, establishing a coaching modality, three, maintaining a connection spiritually, and four, establishing a community. That's how you bring about the transformation. That's exactly what I do every day. If you look at those four steps, that's what I do. That's my course is different from everybody else's, every other course that I know of out there. Because a lot of people put emphasis on technology. They don't put emphasis on transformative. Everybody has information. very few people own their audience. What I mean by audience is most people use technology to develop or to control their theology. I don't. The only way for you to be able to deliver transformation is for you to over and understand that it has to be simple. A person has to believe that it's simple. A person has to believe that they can do it. And a person has to know that you will help them. If you do not have those three things in your course is not going to sell. It's not going to work. I don't care how much information you got. It has to be the path to success, the path to neurological success, which is a little different from spiritual success. Although spiritual and neurological are like kissing cousins. We are neurological beings. So I have to change my spirituality into neurology. See, there's a lot of spiritual gurus out there, but they're so spiritual that they're no earthly good. So you can have your mind in the clouds. Just make sure your feet is planted on the freaking ground. Because I got real problems, boo-boo. And I need real money to pay real bills. I can't use no metaphysical dollars. I already tried it. I don't give a damn how spiritual you are. If you ain't no earthly good, which is the problem with most gurus today, is they do not have the ability to whatever they say. I can talk physics. I can talk biology. I can talk cosmology. I can get as deep as you want. You ain't gonna understand a word I'm saying. So number one, you better make it simple, boo-boo. Number two, whatever you're saying, I gotta believe that I can do it. And number three, I need to know that if I bump into a brick wall or something, you are going to be there to assist me. Because if I feel like I'm on this journey by myself, I'm going to quit. I already know, because the first system I had, that was one of the problems I had. That's why I do one-on-ones. That's why I make myself available. That's why if you text me, I'm going to text you back. Now, it may take me some time. I may be like yesterday. I may be at Austin at my son's graduation. And then afterwards, I take my children out to dinner. So, yeah, it may be a little while before I text you back. It may be the following day. But you will get a text back from me, not my assistant. It ain't going to be no computer-generated message. People know you text me, I'm going to text you back. Now, go get Tony Robbins' course and text Tony Robbins. Text T.D. Jakes. See if he texts you back. Text Creflo Dollar. Text Joel Osteen. See if they text you back. Shizness, people are not transformed because they don't know you are there to help them. And they don't believe that you can help them. Everything I talk about, I've already done. I didn't read about this shit. This is no freaking book. This is my real life. That's why I speak with dunamis power. And people who ain't interested in changing, I piss them off because they know in their gut that what I'm saying is true. They know you have to be the vibrational equivalent of a millionaire if you want to be a millionaire. You can't be walking around talking about that you want to be a world-class athlete and eat freaking donuts and watch TV all day. Now, people will tell you can do it. But when you go up against a lion and you get in the ring with somebody who trains and you didn't train, guess what happened? You're going to get smoked. So if you are training for whatever, you tell me, well, doc, you know, I believe it's my purpose to do blank. Okay? You told me. I didn't tell you that. That's what you said. So if you tell me that's your purpose, guess what you should be doing? Training. So I tell you, I am a master teacher of 3. Ain't nobody on the planet better than me. There may be somebody that's equal. Ain't nobody better. Why? Nigga, I get up early. I stay up late, and I get up early. There ain't nothing I said I ain't researched. Frontwards, backwards, left, right. And I try to prove myself wrong, not right, before I ever spit it out of my mouth. Because I know there's going to be some Reverend Dr. Bishop somewhere that's going to try to, well, brother, you know, I listened to one of your shows, and you said, oh, trust me, boo-boo, I do my research. So whatever you got that you think I said that was wrong, bring it on. I welcome all debate. But I don't debate. I educate. Because I guarantee you, because I'm not in this for no popularity contest. This is my life. This is my legacy. This is how you optimize your life. Because your job and your life are exactly the same. When you get to that point, that's when your life changes. There is no separation from who you be and who you do. Most of y'all got jobs, and you come home, you take off your, if you're a teacher, you come home, you take off your teacher hat, you're not a teacher no more. You're a fireman. You come home, you're not a fireman. You're in law enforcement, you come home, you're not law enforcement. Me, I'm a master teacher. At home and at work. What I do out there is the same thing I do in here. I am. I didn't learn it, man. I was born it. And you were born to be and do. Neurologically and biologically and spiritually, what's written inside of your life optimization circle. That's called the chakra vimana, that's found in a cave in India underground. It's thousands of years old, that we talked about a couple of days ago. It's very important because that's what we're going to be doing on June the 1st, is establishing everybody's chakra vimana, which is my life optimization chart, or the medicine wheel. We're going to be breaking it down so that way you can oscillate and vibrate, and you and your product become one. You don't make a product and sell it. You are the product, so just be it. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. He has a name written on his thigh that no man, woman, or child can pronounce. May the sum total of your numbers, whom you call the sun or the sun, allow the ruach or the pneuma or the spirit to set you apart and continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, and as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Don't you forget, Mia, you the light, don't you forget, Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.